This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It doesn't look anything like the planet Tatooine, but Chicago has mounted a campaign to host a new museum backed by Star Wars creator George Lucas. The first thought was San Francisco, home turf for Lucas. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler considers what the museum might mean for Chicago's economics.
The Lucas Cultural Arts Museum will house everything from movie memorabilia to Norman Rockwell paintings. Gillian Darlow co-chaired a task force to find a site for the museum in Chicago.
We expect that the Lucas Cultural Arts Museum would generate between $2 billion and $2.5 billion in direct economic impact over 10 years.
Darlow says staffing the museum would create about 400 full-time jobs. Attracting visitors is a pretty safe bet. Star Wars fans are devoted and they spend money. Lawrence Green is with a fan club called the 501st Legion. Its 7,000 members dress up in Star Wars costumes.
The average member getting started in the 501st Legion, you'll probably come in somewhere between $800 and $1,200.
He says he'd plan a trip to Chicago just to visit the museum. But some conservationists and football fans aren't crazy about the proposed site for the museum. Currently, it's the Chicago Bears parking lot. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.